case happened in the Beit HaKnesset where a person unwittingly took out his tefillin first and was unfolding them and was about to put them on and then realized that he did not put on his tallit yet. What is the halakha? Does he put on his tefillin first because of the rule of en ma'avirim ala mitzvot? Which the law says that once you have a mitzvah, you're not allowed to pass the mitzvah up and go to another mitzvah. And here already you're holding the tefillin in your hand, you unwound it already, and you're about to put it on. Actually, Maran discusses this exact case in Siman Chaf He Halakha Aleph. And Maran clearly writes, because of en ma'avirim ala mitzvot, it is proper in that case to put on the tefillin first, and then you put on the talit. However, since already we have clear from the Arizal that according to the Kabbalah, it is always proper to put on your talit before your tefillin, seems in the mysticism there's a certain order of performing the mitzvot. After all, tzitzit is keneged all the mitzvot. It's corresponding all the mitzvot, and it reminds you of the mitzvot. So it makes sense to do the mitzvah that reminds you of the mitzvah, and then actually to do the mitzvot themselves, like tefillin. But that's the simple reason that's brought down. But of course, there's reasons of Kabbalah that's also brought down. And therefore, the Ben Ish Chai, and the Kaf HaChaim, and Hakam Avadya, they're all posek, that in that case, it would be proper to still put on the talit first, and then the tefillin. But the most proper way would be to make a break in between to put your mind on something else. For example, to read Parashat Akedah or read the Ketoret or say some Pesukim just so it's not clearly that you're putting down the tefillin and going to another mitzvah. You put down the tefillin, you read some Ketach, some section of the tefillah, or you walk out, you go wash your hands, you come back, and then you put on the talit. So halakha lemaaseh, talit always comes before the tefillin. Now, once we're on this case already, we can just mention one more example. A person put on his talit. Now he took out his tefillin and he took out of the kuracha the tefillin shel rosh first. In that case, also, we tell him to put the tefillin shel rosh down, take out the yad, and put the yad on first. Since it says in the Torah, "Ba'ya lecha le'ot al yadecha u'totafot ben einecha," the Torah is concerned that you put the yad on before the rosh. Based on all of this, one should be careful the way he organizes his kuracha, that when he opens the kuracha, the first thing his hand should hit is his talit. He should always set his kuracha of the tefillin where the shel yad is on the right and the shel rosh is on the left. So when he opens it up, his hand right away goes to the yad, so he doesn't run into any of these problems. But even if he did, talit always comes before tefillin, and shel yad always comes before shel rosh.